It's Thursday, December 5th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Apparent leadership changes at Google, the AI Arms Index, business lessons from the Amish, and census cybersecurity news. This is the Business of Tech. Google founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page have written a blog post declaring their departure from Google and Alphabet as CEOs and president. The post continues to outline that Sundar Pichai is now CEO of Google and its holding company, Alphabet. Why do we care? Well, let's analyze this first. The two remain on Google's board and are not selling their founder's stock, and so they still have actual ultimate control over the company. By many reports, they've not been involved in the company since the transition of Alphabet in 2015 and 2016. The company recently has had investigations into a history of inappropriate relationships between the mostly male C-suite and subordinates, and they've also had significant unrest of workers, not to mention antitrust investigations. Remember the employees fired last week? They have filed a formal charge with the National Labor Relations Board. Brin and Page are incredibly powerful and unaccountable for their actions. They've just declared a departure without any actual change and appear to just be leaving a mess for others to mop up while they disappear, maintaining their stock and control. This is, for a lack of better word, bullshit. A new index has been released tracking the artificial intelligence arms race. The Global AI Index, created by Tortoise Intelligence, ranks 54 countries based on their AI capabilities, looking at 150 indicators of performance, including research, coding platforms, investment, and government spending. Some key findings? The U.S. is the leader in AI development, scoring twice as much as second-place China. Research, talent, and private funding were significant contributors. But before celebrations begin, China is growing faster and is predicted to overtake the U.S. in just 5 to 10 years. The U.K. ranks third, with a top five rounded out by Canada and Germany. Why do we care? Some believe that establishing dominance will be exponential, as those who accelerate will do so at a much more significant rate, and that there are levels of advancement that, once achieved, will allow those countries to surge and be unbeatable. This area will move particularly quickly, and in particular, the U.S. scored significantly lower on government strategy, at only 13th, while China scored number one in this position. This is not something the private sector alone can achieve, and the technology sector should be concerned about the lack of leadership. This story is more business than tech, but the stats and lessons matter. A sociologist that studies Amish communities has found that 95% of new Amish businesses are still strong after 5 years. This number is significantly higher than the traditional business market, which is about half surviving that long. What are the keys to success? Amish help their competition. The sharing of information is widely encouraged. Trade secrets are not a significant idea within the community. Additionally, they have a much more flexible view of finances, being more willing to do deals over handshakes and assist one another when needed. Community members may make loans among themselves or help with pricing to accommodate buyers who do not have the cash. Finally, the community focuses on supporting its local businesses, and friendship is valued more than the lowest price. Why do we care? Well, there are some lessons to be learned here, particularly about the investment in communities. Businesses can thrive when they deliver value, and these survival rates of startups are really worth looking at. Peer groups often focus on this idea, where the idea of information sharing is seen as a significant advantage rather than a liability. And a healthy economy is good for everyone, with or without tech. And, just so you've heard another cybersecurity story, Reuters is reporting that the U.S. Census is dealing with significant hacking threats. Besides doubling in cost for the technology implementation, the systems have been impacted by domain name service attacks, have had intruders penetrate the firewall, and have had attacks originating in Russia. The full link is in the show notes, and the story included here for awareness. Customers will have likely heard this one. The Business of Tech is brought to you by the Killing It Podcast. Episode 36 is out. This week, the guys talk about Walmart and Amazon battling it out in the drone wars, how to engage your vendors, and the contract for the web, and what it means from an opportunity perspective. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. And thanks to listener Eric, who let me know about some volume issues on Monday and Tuesday's episodes. We're back in the main studio, so that should be all resolved going forward. If you like the show, share it with a friend and help us grow the audience. And we'll see you tomorrow.